We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So it's someone else's problems, or as we call it, OPP, other people's problems.
Must be huge because she's got the fake name going and the old voice disguiser.
She's got it all. We're hiding as much of her as we possibly can. Candy?
Yay!
Tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a bit of a dilemma. This is one of my really good friends. We've been friends since, you know, like kindergarten. And she's a mom. She's going through a divorce. And she wants me to be a character witness for her. But frankly, she's an awful mom.
What?
She pops bottles. Yeah. She pops bottles at like 3 o'clock. And I've said this to her. I said, you need to, you know, hold off on the drinking in front of the kids. But, you know, I don't want to go to court and lie for her.
Whoa. That was a ton of information. Like,
witnesses?
I haven't been through a divorce with children.
Okay,
So I don't know. But so, like, you're supposed to go on the stand and say, my friend Candy is an awesome mom. She's great with her kids, better than Tom, whatever her husband's name. Like, you're supposed to say all those things
under oath,
right? And honestly, he's a really good dad, and I do not want to do that to him.
Okay, since you're disguised and your friend will pop, like, do you honestly believe he would be better with the children than she would?
Yes, and I know that's really bad to say about
my
friend.
Wow, Candy.
Not the best mom. Like, she doesn't take them to the park, sits around and watches TV all day and drinks wine starting at 3, you know?
She literally, people are prone to exaggeration when they get on the air. Like, are you saying she pops a bottle of wine at 3 o'clock every day?
Yes. Like, her happy hour starts very early.
Wow. And okay, I understand the rock and the hard place that you're in now, Candy.
So when she said, Candy, will you be my character witness? What did you say?
I kind of changed the subject really quickly, and I said I had to run, and I'll get back to her.
So you either have to tell her, you need to find somebody who's willing to lie, but you're going to have to tell her that you don't think she's a good mom. That's the only, because there's no other reason not to do it.
Yeah, you have to say, I love you. I'll be there for you as a friend, but in this instance, you're putting me in a situation that's untenable. I can't be in this. But you're a good friend. You're the bestie. And that's what you're supposed to do as a best friend. You help bury the body.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. You help bury the body.
I'm thinking of the children, you know? I'm thinking, you know, the best interest of the children.
The court, they'll find.
Yes.
It's not a victimless crime.
We all grew up with some alcoholics.
Well,
we turned out all right,
yeah,
for the most part. I don't know if there's other people who've been in your situation, but that's, would you, hold on a second here, Candy. Steve, would you lie for me in court?
I would lie. Dude, you know, we're both the bury the bodies guys, but now it's
under oath,
under
your
oath,
perjury.
I could get contempt of court, but why would I do everything and not that? I'm not going to get caught lying. It's my opinion.
But I mean, what if I did murder somebody and I said, just say I was with you? Would you go that far? Would you be an alibi for me? I can tell you wouldn't. It's okay.
I think I would. Because what's going to come back?
You'd want to know why I killed the person, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But suddenly I'm friends with the guy that kills people.
Right. We don't have to be friends. Just get me out of jail.
Okay. And then after that,
then you can dump,
like,
me. That was a really extreme analogy, but I'm just like.
Same situation though. Friendship versus
the truth.
Yeah.
If you say no to this, Candy, what do you think happens? If you tell her, if you just say, I don't feel comfortable doing this,
right?
What do you think she's going to do?
I think she'll be really upset, but then hopefully she'll just, you know, find someone else.
Wow.
Is this person really a friend that requires you to lie for them? Is she being a good friend putting you? I don't think.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there an out there? I don't know. Put it back on her. How dare you put me in this?
This is, I guess, the last question, or not. Another question that just popped in my head. Candy, do you think that she thinks she's a good mom?
Yeah.
Sadly, yes.
She thinks it's normal to pop a bottle every day. She thinks it's normal to plop them down in front of Netflix instead of taking them to a park.
She thinks motherhood is so hard, and that's what she does to cope.
Okay.
Wow. This is... You're right. There's kids involved.
So you have to tell the truth.
What's best for the children, even though they're not your kids.
Steve loves to banty this phrase about, but somebody's got to be an advocate for the kids.
And so far, it's going to have to be you, Candy.
It is. Because should she go and then tell the truth on the stand?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be so
blindside the bestie.
Like, wait a minute. This is your character witness? Oh, geez. Candy, we're going to try to get you some help, but this is, it's understandable why you're disguised and why you've changed your name and whatnot. So hang on right there. She's just got to say no, flat out.
And then does she have to offer a reason why, or just, you know, I can't, I got a valley lesson that day or something. I don't know. Just like,
yeah. regardless, that friendship's over. If she says no, it's over. And if she goes live on the stand
And the friend, the best friend, did this to Candy, put her in this position. So.
But I don't think she thinks she's putting her in a position because thinks that she is a good mom. She's like, back me up, Candy. You know I'm a good mom, right? And it's like,
I have to be lying. What do you mean lying? I'm the best mom ever. Mom. You're be telling the truth.
I don't open wine till 3. I guarantee you, there are suburban moms who think holding off on their cocktail till 3 o'clock makes them
a good parent.
Rock solid.
A responsible parent. Wow. Okay.
What should Candy do? She really needs your advice. Mindy?
Yai.
Yai. What do you think?
Well, so something that my father told me growing up, and it stuck with me forever, is communication is the key to any relationship, mm-hmm. whether it's a friend, a boss, a spouse, anything. So I think she should be a little bit honest with her friend, but maybe ask her friend if the court or her lawyer or anybody has given.
I'm sorry, your phone just dropped out there. If the court has given her what?
Oh, no. Any guidelines on what it means to be a witness of her character. Like if there's anything that, you know, says like, have you ever witnessed your friend physically abusing this child? No. Okay. No, you haven't. I mean, do they not go to the park? Sure. But I work with teenagers, and there's a lot worse parents out there than just moms opening up wine at 9 or at 3. And not
yeah, but I'm just worried, like, does the defense get to ask her questions? And it's like, dad probably knows that she pops a bottle. Right. So it's like, do you happen to know if Candy drinks every day? And it's like, I know she does. Like she's still somebody who, if she tells the truth, isn't going to paint the prettiest picture.
Right. And so that's where Candy could ask her friend, like, hey, is this going to happen? Because if this is the case, then I don't know if I'm the person to testify, because here's what I'm going to say. And like, you know, talk with her about it beforehand of what that all actually looks like before just blindly saying, oh yeah, I'll totally do that.
I'll jump up there.
Lies under oath. That's a big deal.
Okay, yikes. So get together first and discuss the intention.
Get your testimony straight.
There you go.
That sounds like perjury thing and conspiracy.
Right.
Thanks, Mindy. Kayla?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
Yai. So I think if she really is truly her bestie, then she would talk to her about it and not say no. I mean, I'm not saying that she shouldn't say no, but she should at least talk to her about it. Maybe that's what she needs, is her best friend to be there for her and tell her what she should do to correct these problems to make her a good mom.
So just tell her, hey, maybe you need to not open wine ever, every day kind of thing.
I wouldn't go as far as ever, but maybe not so early, but maybe give her some guidance to what's going to be, what is going to make her a good mom. And then also, maybe she doesn't have to testify for her or be a character witness, but at least be there for a friend. I think that if I was someone in that situation, I would want to hear what I'm doing wrong, maybe so I could have a chance to correct it. But that's just my
opinion. Don't like being told what I'm doing wrong. Thank you for the
call. I'm not going to correct it anyway.
I'm not going to. Gina?
Yai.
What do you think?
Okay, she has to tell her friend no.
Tell her no, why?
Because coping with being a parent isn't checking out at 3:00 in the afternoon. I've coped, but I cope after my 2-year-old goes to bed. But being not involved in your child's life, it isn't going to raise a good human being. And I know this is a massive stretch, but I can't imagine that the kids who are doing the school shootings have parents who are 100% involved in their lives.
Wow.
So you think for the sake of the children and for everybody, maybe the kids are better off with dad?
Yeah.
Wow. Bow out. Don't be the character witness.
Wow. Lose a friend in order to protect the kids.
Heck yeah.
Thank you for the call, Gina. It's not a nice opinion, but it seems to be the consensus at this point. Jessica?
Yai.
What do you think?
I think that she should just go to her friend, say, I think you're a great mom, but I wouldn't be comfortable if I was the reason that he couldn't see his kids.
Oh, put the onus on that. That's okay. Not a bad idea.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Like, I don't want to be the one.
Situation, and it's hard.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because that way you're still being there for your best friend. You get credit for that. And you're also not kicking him under the bus, and you're kind of doing what's best for the kids.
So there's still a little bit of lie and deceit. And
there's another perfect amount.
We found a Slacker and Steve answer. Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.